Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
And Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. All right, guys, don't have a whole ton of stuff to talk about today, but we are going to talk about that Red Dead news. We're definitely going to talk about that Joker movie news. But first, Kingsman 3 has been confirmed for November 8th, 2019. So 1 year from my birthday, which means it's my birthday. Happy birthday to Jesse. Matthew Vaughn will be back writing and directing, and I'm really excited about it.
And he did the first two, right?
Mm-hmm. And they are both incredible films that I love a whole lot. So, yeah, I'm really, really excited about this.
You sure do.
I do but so much.
The day that it was one of the nights when you were closing, and you're like, Dalton, we have to watch this movie.
And you loved it.
Oh, yeah, no, I did. I need to watch two.
It's your John Wick.
It really is. Like, yeah. Yeah, no, that's extremely accurate. But anyway, really excited for this movie. We don't have a title for it yet or anything along those lines. We just know it's coming out. It'll have the same writer and director, which... cool.
Whatever. Which is good because he's made it work so far.
He has. So well. So well. All right. And you may have remembered last week we talked about a new director for James Bond. Well, we have another new director for James Bond.
My understanding is they are now writing it. Like, they are being brought back onto the project, and they helped find the director.
Okay.
I don't think the first two people have left the project.
Gotcha. That makes a little bit more sense.
I think they came in to, like, rework the screenplay because the screenplay was written by the director who quit.
Right.
And or got fired. I don't think we know.
Yeah, we don't. We know they are no longer with the project, and that's pretty much it. All right, so...
I will double check that real quick, though. But I am pretty excited for the new person.
Yeah, because the new person is Cary Fukunaga. And we also got a release date, February 14th, 2020. So it looks like they're hitting Valentine's Day for a Bond release. That'll be fun. I'm sure.
But the reason I'm really excited for him is because he directed the first... I don't know if he was the showrunner, too, but he definitely directed the first season of True Detective.
Yeah.
I almost said American Vandal. Definitely not that.
No, definitely not that.
The first season of True Detective, which was amazing.
I've always heard it was really good.
I loved that show. Still can't bring myself to watch the second season.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it's because it was spoiled for me. Part of it is because, like, all of the people who I would talk about the first season with and be, like, super excited about it with, they watched the second season, and anytime I talk to them about it, like, the sadness in their eyes just kind of
manifested.
I have not heard very good things.
Oh, well, dang it. I'm going to need you to watch it so then you can tell me how bad it is.
No, I mean, I don't have HBO Go. And also, like I said, it's already been spoiled for me, so I don't really care. But that first season was so good.
Might have to check it out on HBO Go, because I'm running out of shows to watch quickly.
It's so good. Matthew McConaughey was in it. It was Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson, Alexandra Daddario.
Sold.
Yeah.
We're done.
No, yeah. It's a really, really, really good show.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff.
It takes this weird turn. Like, you think it could end up being a thing, and then it's like, wait, what's going on?
All right. Well, speaking of HBO, HBO's Watchmen is going to be scored by Nine Inch Nails.
Sweet.
That's a band I haven't heard in a long time.
It's one of those, like, you're just like, oh, I didn't know you guys were still together, let alone making music.
Good for you. I know the name.
Shannon does like quite a bit of Nine Inch Nails, so it does not surprise me you would know the name.
Well, to be fair, I knew the name before Shannon. Thank you.
My bad. I didn't know Nine Inch Nails was doing stuff before you and Shannon knew each other.
It's an older band.
I mean, it is. I had other friends that listened to them.
No offense.
Not myself.
Fair. Yeah, no, I mean, they did get kind of popular back in the early aughts. Were they in the 90s?
I think they were in the 90s,
too. I'm
pretty
sure they were 90s, because I think one of my cousins also listened to them a lot.
I'm on it.
Yeah. Because I know my little brother listened to a lot of Nine Inch Nails. I liked a bit of their stuff, but for the most part, it wasn't really my music.
I'm waiting for Google to be like, are you sure you wanted Nine Inch Nails?
Which is surprising to me.
Rock band founded in 1988.
Oh, God.
You were way off.
So far off.
I wasn't even thought of yet.
I was born.
Yikes. I was five.
I did not know that Nine Inch Nails had been around that long. Holy crap.
I was pretty sure it was older than that.
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I mean, I did know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know they had been around that long. Well, okay.
When you come here, you did not know you were going to get Nine Inch Nails trivia today.
Right.
Welcome to Nerd Up.
Yeah, you're welcome, Internet.
Because we know you forgot about it, too.
Right. So, looks like a little bit of news out of Disney and some Marvel stuff. First of all, Disney CEO Bob Iger was asked about X-Men. His response said, only makes sense for Kevin Feige to oversee the X-Men once the merger is all finalized and settled, which it's not huge news, but this is the only thing we've gotten from Disney about this merger and X-Men.
Yeah, this is very much just like water is wet.
Yeah.
movies pertaining to Marvel characters will be overseen by Kevin Feige, the man who has overseen every movie on Marvel characters.
Well, because he also said that it doesn't make sense for there to be two Marvels. So basically...
Well, I'm happy that eventually one company sees that.
No, see, but there has been a theory that when Marvel starts using X-Men and Fantastic Four, it isn't going to be in the same continuity.
Right.
It'll be a reboot at that point?
Not necessarily a reboot, but because, like, so we would have, like, the MCU that we have now.
Okay.
And then we would have, like, the X-Men cinematic universe.
Okay.
That did not,
because they've really shot themselves in the foot with a lot of the ways that they could reintroduce mutants, or they could introduce mutants into the MCU, because every good idea that they've had, they wasted on Inhumans.
Very true. And, I mean, that's one of the big things that we're wondering about, because this is the first thing, like, a lot of people were thinking that maybe Disney would just let Fox Studios keep doing what they were doing. You know, like, they draw the paycheck, but they just get to keep, 21st Century Fox just gets to keep making X-Men movies like they were before. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Fantastic Four, even. But, well, almost certainly not with Fantastic Four, after the dumpster fire that was the last movie. But for X-Men, at the very least, it's still popular and it's making a bunch of money, so they would probably... There was a theory that Disney was just going to let them keep doing what they were doing. So this at least tells us that Kevin Feige will be in charge of it, which likely means that they're going to somehow get introduced to the MCU. That's not necessarily the case, mm-hmm. but this basically... It's more concrete than what we've had since this even got brought up.
Yeah. It's the first time that they have acknowledged that... The Marvel movies are now going to include X-Men.
Right.
Like that, yeah. there are plans to do X-Men movies under the Marvel banner.
So like Kevin Feige's just sitting at home like a child on Christmas, that knowing that they're going to get one toy that they know, just like, I want to play with a Wolverine. I want to play with Wolverine. I'll go turn off the phone.
No, but this is also something like, this is clearly that the X-Men movies were very clearly part of the negotiations with Fox. Yeah. Like that had to have been the principal thing. Or a principal aspect of it. So it's not like, you know, oh, hey, so we've already made Infinity War 2, whatever that's going to be called. Did mm-hmm. you see the Instagram thing?
No.
The Russo brothers posted a picture on Instagram, and they said that if you look closely, the name of the movie is hidden there, and no one can agree what it says.
I'm on it.
I bet that was just them trolling, too.
No, I mean, there are clearly letters, places, but no one can really... No one's coming to a consensus of what it says. But anyway, I mean, so Feige knew he was going to have to eventually incorporate the Fantastic Four and the X-Men. I still very much think that something's going to happen with time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to get time travel in the next Avengers movie. And that's how some effery happens there.
Yeah, that would not surprise me at all.
You know?
Like that... Yeah, time travel ends mm-hmm. up bringing them in somehow, or like messes with it.
Or even just like because I would be surprised if they used the same cast that they've been using
for X-Men.
They will not use the same cast as Fantastic Four. They can't, because
Killmonger.
Michael B. Jordan has already moved on to bigger and better things.
Human Torch kind of looks real familiar.
Yeah,
like that would be a hilarious bit.
That would be very funny.
They bring in the King of Wakanda King of Wakanda to tour the Baxter Building so they can work together on stuff, and he just keeps like side eyeing the Human Torch. It's like,
that would be hilarious.
Or they go all the way back. Chris Evans is Torch again.
That would be funny.
They just kind of keep seeing, like, mm-hmm. Cap meets Torch, like...
That's what they do with Deadpool. Yeah. Like this one, they need to bring Deadpool.
Oh, just have all three of them in the same room. Don't I know you? I know you. You look familiar.
I still very...
just have them three-way. That would be amazing.
I still really wanted the scene where it's Doctor Strange and Iron Man arguing, and someone says, yeah, no, Sherlock, and they both kind of stop and look.
That would also be pretty great. No, there's a lot of ways that this could be awesome.
I think that they're just going to, like, torched Earth, like, salt the earth. None of that happened. Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool is the most likely thing that we get that carries over.
Yeah, I honestly like,
and that would be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people aren't super on board with like the fourth wall breaking humor.
Mm-hmm. It's fine,
but I want that. I want Ryan Reynolds to know that okay, Disney has bought like all of my friends look different now.
No, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, and I mean, in complete fairness, like the Deadpool movies, with the exception of that one throwaway scene and several lines, is very separate from the rest of the MCU or the rest of the X-Men universe.
It takes place in the universe, but it's not reliant on the.
Yeah, like I said, a few throwaway lines in that one throwaway scene are the only bits of evidence we have that they're all together.
I don't know, because especially with the second one taking such a big part in the Xavier School,
right?
That seems a little more.
But we didn't see any of that.
Yeah, we don't see any of them. And even in the first movie, he's like, really, we could only afford Colossus and
Negasonic Teenage, and like you know, joke about her name.
Right.
This means we won't have James.
We love Colossus.
If we can keep James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender.
No, I mean, like, I'm fine with it, but at the same time,
I'm not saying I want them to do that. I very much do not think that they are going to.
I know, but I just realized how much I really enjoy those characters. Like, everybody else I really could care less about.
Mm-hmm.
But Jennifer Lawrence's Mystique was pretty good, too.
I personally would be completely shocked if they didn't go Scorched Earth and completely reboot X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because.
I mean, that's what they did with, like, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing about Spider-Man carried over, like, from either of the previous. Runs like Amazing and the Tobey Maguire, the Sam Raimi trilogy. It would shock me if they didn't go Scorched Earth on it and just go back to like the 5 OG X-Men.
Right.
Which means we'd get more Bobby Drake. Because we didn't really get much. Was he in
not
First
in
Class?
Reboot. No.
He
was, I didn't think so.
After X-Men 3. Well, he was in Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
But he was getting his A handed to him by the Sentinels.
Well, I mean, they all were.
They all were.
It's not like
that
it was
basically
only
a mutant snuff film. Days of Future Past.
It really
was. Rough.
But, like,
Wolverine
Iceman
fixed
got,
it.
Yeah, Iceman got wrecked on both of those scenes really hard.
Colossus got wrecked pretty hard, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
The not funny one.
So, do you think that they, like, were starting early in Xavier's career? Or whenever they bring him in? Or do you think, like, okay, well, now. The X-Men are an established team with an established school, and mutants are real, but they were in MCU 2. But now with the events of Infinity War, MCU 2 and MCU are now being pushed together. And you have this whole new team, whole new cast, but now all of a sudden that's how they bring in.
Yeah, my guess is, I still don't know. Like, I kind of like the idea of mutants kind of like getting away with like, oh, they're inhuman, because we know those are a thing.
See, but they're hated.
Like, I know
they're just as hated as the mutants. I think it was the Kind of Funny guys were talking about this a couple weeks ago, and one of them had the idea of mutants have always been a thing, but Charles Xavier was using his powers to keep the like awareness down, so no one really knew that mutants were around. And now something happens with the snap or time travelness where like, okay, well now people are aware that there are mutants and it's basically they just fill.
I mean, they could even go with like Xavier and Magneto are like straight up a mutant Men in Black situation going where like anytime there's a mutant event, they go in like beep to wipe the minds.
Yeah.
But then like, you know, Magneto, they have their splitting off point and after the Inhumans, maybe it was harder to deal with when the Inhumans came around.
Right.
So they had their kind of falling out. Magneto's created his brotherhood.
Because Xavier wants to help the Inhumans too, but Magneto thinks it should only be...
Humans.
It should only be the mutants because they're the ones born with the gene, whereas the Inhumans have to be exposed to this mist that...
Right. So, yeah, like, that's something they very much could do, and that would actually make more sense for the whole, you know, split between them and stuff like that. I'd personally be all right with that. And then you have, you know, just Xavier with his OG team of Beast, Cyclops, Jean Grey, Bobby Drake, and Angel. Iceman and Angel, whichever you want to call him. And what, Marvel Girl, I think, was Jean Grey's original title. So, yeah, like, that would be awesome.
It'll be interesting to see. It's just, like, well, I mean, we're not going to see any of it for 4 or 5 years.
Honestly,
man,
I'd be surprised if we didn't get something very shortly after the merger went through. Because my guess, they have been working on this since they
started talks. They just had to make it legal.
See, I don't know how much they would have worked on it, though. I'm sure that I'm sure they have stories. Like, they, I would be surprised if Kevin Feige did not have people that had a story set for it. But I don't think they would have put a lot of resources behind it until it was official.
Yeah,
because no, then you're just kind of, I know you have money to spare, but you're burning resources. And I also don't know the legality of doing things like that.
Yeah, no, basically, like, I'm not saying that we're going to get a trailer, like, right
after. Oh, yeah, no.
But, like, I think that we'll get an announcement about it right after it's completed.
Oh, I'm sure they will make an announcement that they're doing one.
And that, like basically,
I'm
surprised
we haven't already gotten that. But what I'm saying is, we're not actually going to see the movie.
Oh yeah,
for
it's
like
be a while.
5 years.
I don't think it'll be that long.
Like three, I would put the
you
upper
remember,
end of three.
Disney's good at cranking stuff out.
I mean, yeah, they're going to be working those people like dogs.
And I think they have. They'll, I think they already have a script.
See, like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm sure they have a story set in place, probably.
Yeah.
But the there's only so much work you can do for these like practical effects and like starting the casting process.
Like I said, I would personally be surprised if we didn't see this film released before the end of 2020.
No, it's already at the, we're like at the end of 2018, man.
I know. I'm just saying. Like, I don't think that they have.
I like
been
the way he thinks, Asa.
I mean, I would like, I'm not hoping you're wrong. I just, I also very much don't want them to rush it.
Yeah. But,
no, that's, and what I'm saying is, like, I think that they have done way more than they probably should have and put way more resources behind them because they were sure that this was a sure thing because Disney's got more than enough money to throw around at it. So I think that they have they are much further in the planning process than they probably legally should be.
I mean,
and I'm, again, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just, like, realistically, if for the length of time it takes to make a movie.
Yeah, no, it, very like, much, like, if they only have the script done.
Because, well, like, so, for example, like, they to even get a new director on board and, like, to rework a screenplay, they had all of the casting already done, you have to imagine. Bond got pushed back, like, 2 years. It's getting, now it's February 14th, 2020. And they were shooting for early 2019, I think.
Yeah, they were originally pushing for early 2019.
So I don't, even with having all of that already done.
It wouldn't even surprise me a little bit, though, if, like, the Russo brothers, and I'm not saying it's the Russo brothers, but, like, Russo brothers don't already have a script ready. Because I don't think there's anything.
No, they definitely have a script ready.
I feel like there's absolutely nothing illegal about that.
Oh, yeah, no, you can write, you just can't profit off of it.
Right. So, like, it's going to be one of those, the second the merger gets done, be like, all right, well, we have our script done, let's start casting.
Yeah, because they could always just, you know, say that they're casting for something else.
Right.
And just like, be like, oh, this
Codename project.
This team of, you know, we were making a Runaways movie. Oh, well, it turns out we're reworking the script now that it's going to be X-Men.
Yeah, I mean, they could have done any number of things about it, but, like, I would be surprised if a script is all they have done.
Yeah.
Like, I am confident they have a script ready to go.
And if probably not, casting not done, but some
they
feelers
probably have,
out there.
Yeah, they probably have some feelers out there for casting. They almost certainly have, like, at least a director in mind.
I'm like, still calling it. Captain Marvel was already was part of it, was snapped away. That page was a red herring. Like, she's not even going to be in Avengers. The person who saves the day, Dr. Doom.
I would like to
he
see that.
He saves the day, reverts the reality, but now he's in charge.
You just want to see that.
I would.
I mean,
myself.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, speaking of Captain Marvel, though, we did get a trailer finally.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the crap out of this trailer. Lindsay seems less than impressed. What's up, Lindsay?
I can't get excited about this movie at all.
Why?
I don't know. I just can't.
Did you watch the trailer?
Yes, I did. The only part I found amusing is the fact that she crashed into a Blockbuster.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Was pretty
cool. How do you know it's the 90s?
Blockbuster. Yeah.
There's a Blockbuster.
I don't know. I just can't get excited about it.
Maybe
my mind will change when I see another trailer, but like, I just... Eh.
For me, it's the same thing as Ant-Man and Wasp, where I think this movie looks really, really good, and I'm excited to see it, but I don't care.
Yeah, that's about where I am.
Give me Infinity War Part 2,
uh-huh.
because you left me on a huge cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to know how that resolves.
I still kind of don't care, but I'm more excited about Aquaman than this.
It's the same thing too, where
that's a hot take.
I forgot Jason that was not a movie. That's
Jason
not a
Momoa's going to be wet for an hour and a half. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it looks good. I also feel like part of the whole, like, I know she's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Because again, and
in every sense
pager
of the word.
the pager thing happens, so it's not like she's in trouble. I don't know. It looked great. It looked amazing. I'm excited to see the movie, but it's not the movie that I'm like, that's not the priority in my head.
I really need video on these podcasts just for that moment.
It wouldn't be peachy.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to post it. Right?
I'm a little bit happier with the Easter egg and the poster we got.
Oh, yeah, about the cat?
Of Chewie.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for this movie, but like only because it's another step towards the next Infinity War.
Right.
Like, I think this is going to be a great movie, and I love, I almost said Allison Brie again, Brie Larson. I love Brie Larson, so I'm really excited to see this movie. And Captain Marvel is a cool character, so I'm interested to see what they're going to do with her.
The thing I showed you last week of, like, strength to Scott Pilgrim and...
Oh yeah!
To see their exes do and not knives.
Chris
Ramona. Yeah. And Ramona Flowers to see their exes doing so well.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Because they were in. For those that have never seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World,
how dare you?
They just added it to Netflix. You can fix that problem.
Is it really?
Real easy.
Yeah.
And go watch it.
Yeah, I'm probably watching that tonight.
Yeah, I watched it like the night I saw it. I was like, I'm throwing this on.
I have it on.
I mean,
Blu-ray.
I was gonna, but then I saw they re-added The Breakfast Club, and I went to 80s mode.
Ooh, Jesse, Breakfast Club. We need you to watch that.
Look, I'll watch that when you all come over and watch Kingsman 2. How about that?
That's gonna be a really effed up.
That's
movie
a really
night.
Weird. Yeah.
I mean, I suggest
combo.
Breakfast Club first.
Switch it halfway through.
You guys don't have to stick around for Breakfast Club. What I'm saying is, I'm not watching Breakfast Club until that happens. How about that?
Got it.
So anyway.
Opening up my Friday night now.
All right. So, Brie Larson and Chris Evans were both in Scott Pilgrim versus the World as very different roles from their MCU appearances. Highly recommend watching that movie. It is spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
It's so also got fun. Michael Cera in it. Anna Aubrey Kendrick, Plasley. Aubrey Plaza. Like, it's got a ton of people. I didn't even realize we're all in
that.
What's
his name? I can't think of it. It's going to hurt
Brandon
my
Routh.
Brain. No.
Brandon Routh, isn't it?
Yeah. But he was the bad guy. It's really making me mad that I can't think of his name now.
Jason Schwartzman?
That guy, yeah. I like him a lot.
Speaking of Aubrey Plaza, did you see that she's going to play the mom in the Chucky reboot?
I did not.
Don't like that.
Yeah, she's going to be the mom in the... It's just going to be called Child's Play. Because it's her and then the kid, which then apparently the current continuity of those movies is going to get turned into a TV show.
Oh, I knew that.
I'm not 100% sure about that, but yeah, they're rebooting Child's Play. I don't know when that's coming out.
Yeah, they're definitely rebooting Child's Play.
Because I
haven't seen that.
Because I sent it to the group chat. I sent it to the group chat, the first look where he looks a little bit like slimmer, like the look of the new Chucky. You don't see a full image, but... He looks like smaller.
NECA's
bit.
Been pumping out Chucky toys recently.
Really?
The sculpts and stuff.
Huh. Yeah. But anyway, we also got a little bit more rumor here.
We also got confirmation that the Skrulls are in.
Oh, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So I'm real interested to see if we go into Secret Wars type deal.
Okay.
Because if we've got Skrulls, we've got Captain Marvel. There's also going to be Kree.
Which we already knew. We've seen Kree before.
Yeah.
Like, the Kree aren't new. This is the first time we've actually seen the Skrulls.
Right.
And the Skrulls... And clearly we knew, like, if the Kree are there, the Skrulls are going to eventually be used.
Yep.
But the Skrulls are way more interesting than the Kree because they're the ones who can, like, shapeshift, and it may turn out that, you know...
Yeah, that's when we start getting Secret Invasion.
This version of Wasp isn't actually Wasp.
Okay.
Or however they want to go with that. Because I kind of think that might be the big... That might be the follow-up to...
Yeah, because we kind of got that with LMDs and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
But the Skrull were way more terrifying.
And way better.
Way better. Because it was
way more
really
impactful.
Hard to tell the difference between a Skrull and a regular person, because there were no, you know, and robotic even, parts.
And there weren't that many, like, instances of are you the real you or are you an LMD in that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. one. They did it.
It happened a few times, but for the most part, like, it was really just a setup to move on to the virtual world.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That was an interesting season. But anyway, so we got some more rumor stuff coming for the Disney streaming service. Possibility that Loki and Scarlet Witch will each get their own TV shows exclusively on that streaming service.
I would probably watch both.
Yes.
I would. Like, that would get me on the Netflix stream or on the Disney streaming service for sure. If they start doing like MCU heroes with TV shows,
mm-hmm.
especially if they've got the same production quality that like the Netflix Marvel shows do, because those are real good.
I really like Elizabeth Olsen. It'll be interesting to watch a season where she's constantly dropping her accent and picking it back up. And honestly, like, I would, if before Infinity War, I would have been very much on board with a Loki show, which granted they could always do like a prequel thing, but make death matter.
Yeah, Marvel. Honestly, like, if Disney had confirmed this, because it's important to note that they very much have not.
Right.
If Disney had confirmed this, that would have been a colossal spoiler for Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Which, in fairness, they've already colossally spoiled... Like, well, not spoiled Infinity War, but kind of...
Well, basically,
because
like,
all
right
these
now,
movies that we're getting of characters that...
We know every... Like, we know characters that drifted
LeBron
off...
LeBron James, just...
We know the characters LeBron. That drifted away. Mm-hmm. We'll say that for the people that somehow still haven't seen that movie.
No, this is on you.
Yeah, at this point, really. But yeah, the characters that disappeared or got snapped, mm-hmm. whichever way you want to phrase it, those characters are definitely coming back because we already have movies on like in the pipeline for them.
Right.
But Loki wasn't one of those characters.
Mm-hmm.
So
Loki just got arched. Legit snapped.
Yeah, in very different, more painful ways. At least as far as we're aware, it's more painful. So
I don't know. I don't know how much you actually felt. Just like, it's over.
That's true.
Spider-Man felt it.
Yeah, he did.
He
wasn't feeling so good.
Why do we do this to ourselves? We're the ones controlling the bits.
So yeah, if Loki gets a show and it's not a prequel series, then that would be a pretty significant spoiler for Infinity War. So, yeah, I don't know how much credence to give this just for that reason. But
it's interesting to see.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Also, I think we're getting closer to the DC Universe launching.
We are.
I think it's
like October 12th, isn't it?
It was either this month or next month.
Well, I hope so because I paid for it, so I need to figure out if I need to log on to
this. I thought it had launched because I thought I saw people. Because they released the full lineup of TV shows, at least.
Right, that are coming to it,
yeah.
And that, well, everything that's on it too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that I had heard that it was either really soon or because I know the beta started up.
Oh, maybe
and I
that's
didn't
what
get
I'm
put in that
because I keep seeing a bunch of ads for it. I keep seeing like a bunch of ads for it, and it keeps saying like join now. So I assumed it had already launched.
I know you can still pre-order it.
Okay.
So or at least you can still pre-order it if it hasn't launched yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Dalton will look into it. We'll move on to the next thing.
I pre-ordered it.
Because we got more Marvel news, because there's so much. Chloe Zhao has been tabbed to direct Marvel Studios' The Eternals. So it looks like we're getting an Eternals movie, which that's another one that's going to be like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Who dat?
Yeah, exactly.
No, like I'm asking. Indeed, I genuinely don't. I don't know who the Eternals are.
They're another group with a pretty complicated history. They're the Protectors of Earth. They were given basically early forms of humans. A group of them were given, I think it's a group of five, they're very similar to like Titans in Greek myth in terms of naming, were given basically immortality, super strength, and a bunch of other stuff by these celestial angels that came. They also created some deviants. They're their kind of main bad guy. And apparently these angels did this on a bunch of different planets.
Because they were bored?
Pretty much. They wanted to experiment. Kind of like what the Kree did, I guess, with humans. but yeah, like, and there's even one plot line. I don't know if it's been retconned or not. I'm pretty sure it's been retconned. But in one plot line, Thanos is an Eternal of Planet Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why, like, he can't die in that story, but obviously it's different in the MCU. Maybe it's different in the MCU. But, yeah, we're getting an Eternals movie, And I find it interesting that we're getting an Eternals movie because these are people that have lived on Earth since Earth's, or like since human life began.
So they've just been kind of chilling, saying, eh, not our problem.
Yeah, there are five protectors of Earth that have not made themselves known in all this time. So I don't know exactly what they're going to do with it. I didn't know we were getting an Eternals movie. But whatever. Marvel's been killing it so far. I'll watch the movie.
Oh, yeah, no, like, I'll see it, and I'm sure it'll end up being great, but, huh.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff they could do with an Eternals movie, but that's literally all we have as the director so far. All right, and the last little bit in movies and TV news, Netflix has announced a live-action Avatar The Last Airbender TV show.
So that worked out so well last time.
Now I'm really happy that we're getting a live action Avatar The Last Airbender. Because
they can make up for last time?
What last time?
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting you don't acknowledge that.
Yeah, there's only one other Avatar movie and it was James Cameron, it was Blue People.
What? DC Universe is live.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
That's what I thought.
Why ain't you watching Batman?
I don't know. I didn't know. I never got an email saying like, hey, by the way, you can start watching now.
Maybe your pre-order didn't go through.
They wanted you to pay attention.
Well, we'll find out in one second. My phone is on silent. It'll be fine.
They wanted you to pay for it and then just...
I have to download an app. Jesus Christ.
I mean... Well, yeah. Yeah, that...
That doesn't surprise
How can me. You even possibly be surprised at that?
Right.
I was on Safari. I thought I was
good. I wanted to watch Netflix. We may have to download
Safari.
Apple users.
One must have the internet to use the internet.
So anyway, Avatar The Last Airbender, live action television series on Netflix. They're bringing back the original writers and the original composer. M. Night Shyamalan has nothing to do with this film. All jokes aside, or this series, all jokes aside, like that was an atrocious failure where they made a movie loosely based on the cartoon.
Didn't they not even pronounce the main character's name correctly?
Several of the characters. Instead of Aang and Sokka, it was Ung and Sokka.
What?
Sokka!
Symbiote.
Yeah, they also changed how all of the bending effects worked.
They twisted instead.
Like, it was really strange. It was a terrible film. Like I said, M. Night Shyamalan made a movie loosely based on the television show. It was so horrendously awful. Oh, I was so disappointed. I saw it in theaters. I was so excited.
Not when you left.
Oh, no. It didn't even take me when I left.
It was like in the middle.
It was in the first 30 minutes when they started saying Ung and Sokka. And I was like, oh.
That's not, that, what? That's
why
not
did
what?
You do that? Well, let's keep watching and see what happens.
No.
Oh, this is all so bad. And it was also in like that late 2000s when CG was first starting to get kind of a.
Slightly better, but not quite.
Right, but it was still that 2000 CG.
Mm-hmm.
It was
like
not,
PS1 era where it's like.
It was PS2 era.
You're trying.
But like mid-generation.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah. No, it was.
One step above claymation.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. In some cases, the claymation's still better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Significantly in a lot of cases. But anyway, I'm really excited for this one, though, because the original writers are coming back mm-hmm. and the original music composers.
I really wish that they hadn't. I get like licensing and stuff, but literally the weekend I had set aside to like start binging through Avatar. It was off of Netflix.
Yeah, and then
it probably happened well before that, but
it was when you wanted to watch it.
But that was when I was like, oh, you know what? Because I have like three really, really close friends that all love it, and I want to watch it so I can like talk to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I can actually like, all right, I know it's on my. Why isn't it? Where is it?
I need to finally buy it and just lend it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew has it all on his Amazon Instant.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know why I don't own it. I should do that. I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
you should buy it.
You got a laptop right there.
Just make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
It'll show up in 2 days.
Just don't buy it in 4K, please.
That feels a little pointless.
Your system
pointless.
Can play 4K.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I actually did forget about the S will can play. Does it play 4K Blu-rays?
Yeah.
Huh.
The S does. The PS4 Pro doesn't.
I knew that. Because...
That's
really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It blows my mind.
It's Sony.
I also don't have a 4K TV, so it doesn't bother me too much.
I don't either. Well, I just meant like because I forgot that the
he didn't know he had a player for it.
That's why we both bought it. That's two Black Fridays ago. That's why we both bought one.
The 1S?
Or that was my justification.
Oh, I didn't buy one for the 4K at all. I bought one because I wanted an Xbox, and like because we wanted to, there was something we wanted to play on Xbox.
Yeah, I don't remember what
Yeah, I can't think of what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, this next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. Stop by there for all your comic book and comic book adjacent needs, or even just for a cup of coffee and a great conversation. All right, Boom Studios has picked up that Buffy the Vampire Slayer license.
Aren't they also the ones who are doing the relaunch of Firefly?
Yes.
Okay.
And in fairness, they did a lot of really cool things with Power Rangers.
Yes.
They're still doing things
with Power Rangers, aren't they? Like, it's still Boom Studios.
Yeah. It's not as cool, though.
They just wrapped up their big crossover.
It was okay.
I was about to say, because I heard the alternate White Ranger dude they brought in was...
Lord Dokken?
Yeah. Dokken? Yeah, I heard that dude was awesome.
He looks cool.
They made an action figure, but you had to be at, like, the Power Coin Con or whatever the hell it's called to get one.
I dropped that run after he was introduced because it turned it into a alternate timeline, time travel, alternate dimension. And I'm like, I'm out. That's not what I want in a Power Rangers story, so...
Fair enough. See, I knew he was the big bad guy, and apparently he is an amazing bad guy.
Yeah, he's super cool. I mean, it's an interesting idea, but I haven't read enough of his stuff to really be able to.
So either way, yeah, they've been doing stuff with Power Rangers. They're picking up a lot of licenses, weirdly. But yeah, Boom Studios has picked it up. They gave us a promotional poster, which has Buffy standing in front of a school. Holding a smartphone and a like a steak, mm-hmm. Wooden steak, importantly, not a meat kind. And
the coloring steak on it seemed a little weird.
Mm.
Yeah, the coloring was kind of funky, and it says high school is hell.
Well, duh.
I get it.
So it's making a lot of people believe that they're rebooting for this comic book series.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be a huge deal because the comic book that's been running built off of the TV show and has been running for a few years. So, I mean, they've got, like, effectively, I think they were even going by seasons. They've got, like, 16 seasons worth of Buffy that they're rebooting.
Wow. Who's doing Buffy currently? Is it still Boom?
It was Dark Horse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dark Horse gave up the license a few months ago now. And, Boom Studios picked it up, and they gave us that promotional poster.
I mean, I get, like, it's a new company. You want to reboot this, you know, you want to put your own spin on it. And honestly, as long as Dark Horse is able to give a satisfying conclusion.
Oh, that's already done.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there hasn't been a new Buffy in a few months now.
Okay.
Because Dark Horse straight up lost the license.
Oh, so it's not like they had time to really.
Yeah, I don't think
like,
it
okay,
ended.
Okay, time's up.
Okay,
ding.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not positive about that. They may have known the license was coming up and they weren't going to renew,
uh-huh.
Or the license may have been taken from them.
Like,
I'm really not
underneath
sure.
Them.
Yeah.
Well, one of those things could be like a really nice way of like, okay, no, you know, the fans have their send off and it's good. Otherwise, that might have been like that last season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and all of a sudden you're canceled. Like, what?
Hold on a minute. Back up. So, yeah, we don't know pretty much any other detail with that. Like, we don't know a release date for the first issue or anything like that. Just know that it's coming. So for fans of Buffy out there, if you haven't been checking out the comic book, there's a new one coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you could possibly jump into it. Let's see. Tom King tweeted out that he's going to get to write Blue and Gold, referring to Blue Beetle and Booster Gold.
Ooh.
We're not sure if that's going to be the title of the book or if it's just going to be a spinoff for the new Crisis. But
yeah. I know who one of those are.
I don't.
Blue Beetle and Booster Gold?
Yeah.
I'm guessing Blue Beetle?
Yeah.
Oh, Booster Gold is so much fun, though.
Booster Gold is a lot of fun. I want to get excited because I really like Booster Gold, and I really, really like him and Ted Kord together.
Yeah.
So if that's what we're getting in, like, an ongoing, sign me up. But I really just think part of me doesn't want to get excited for things, so I'm just like, oh, he's just writing that chapter of the big event book that's coming out.
Yeah.
I've learned it's safer to not get excited. Mm-hmm.
Especially when comic books are concerned.
Yeah. Because he didn't really follow up with what he meant by that. Just, he was writing something featuring those two characters.
Yep. And Booster Gold, interesting character. He's a douchebag from the future.
Okay.
That is obsessed with heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Works in a museum of a bunch of classic hero stuff. Stole a bunch of tech. Went back in time to meet his heroes. And just kind of tried to become one.
So how is he a good guy?
I mean, he's a good guy.
He does good. His just his. But he's,
okay.
Sometimes he does some a little bit of harm when he's doing a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
His intentions may not be great.
Well, his intentions are usually great.
Well, his intentions are, I need to do good to impress, like, my heroes.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Like.
And then you have, like, his wedding present to Batman.
Oh, no.
That was rough.
That was rough.
I loved that, though. Oh. Apparently, that is a very divisive, not only is it a divisive interpretation of Booster Gold, apparently Tom King's Batman run is not as...
well-loved as it is around here?
Yeah.
I say around here, amongst our friends group that are reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I've also heard that a lot of people are really upset at a lot of things he's done.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. I'm loving it.
No, yeah.
Keep it coming, Tom. Killmonger is getting a 5-part miniseries to debut in December, written by Michael Cray with art by Juan Perea. This will be an interesting...
I think it's called Rise of the Killmonger.
Yeah, and it's going to be an entire like prequel series basically setting up how he became a villain after being exiled from Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
It will not be anything like what you saw in the movie, folks, just so you're aware. The art might make him look similar. Like, mm-hmm. they might make him look like Michael B. Jordan, but it's going to be a very different set of stories.
Yeah.
Unless
they go and do some retconning.
Right, which they very well could. They very well could retcon, because in the comic books, Killmonger was exiled, not his dad.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see.
Yeah.
Let's see. Death of Daredevil is the next Daredevil arc from Charles Soule, the last Daredevil arc from Charles Soule, which I'm kind of upset about, because that run been incredible.
You've loved that run.
So much. Yeah, starting with the next issue in October, on issue 609, will be Charles Soule's last... What? Will be Charles Soule's last arc with Daredevil, and he's calling it Death of Daredevil.
So I get that it's being called Death of Daredevil. Do you think they actually kill him, or is this just...
I don't think they kill him.
Somebody finds out his identity, so it's the
again?
Death of... Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. You can't just, just reveal Daredevil's identity.
I mean...
A sixth time. Surely not. No, like Charles Soule, in the video they released, was talking about how every major run has ended with Daredevil in some hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bendis ended with Daredevil, I think, was in jail or hell, one of the two.
Well, because I feel like one would be way worse
these
than
the
other.
Not like the other,
or they may be exactly the same.
A Daredevil run ended with him in hell.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for sure. I don't think it was Bendis's run. I think Bendis ended with him in jail, and then Chris Samnee's run ended with his cover blown again in and living in San Francisco. I think he was living in California. With his cover blown, he was not licensed to be a lawyer, and he was trying to daredevil it up in another state.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up in at the beginning of Charles Soule's run, got his identity back in the bottle, though with probably the best explanation for how it happened.
What was it?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah. I'm not going to go back and reread all of it. There's too much.
After the show.
Okay,
just in
fine.
Case there's somebody that wants to read
that's
it.
That's fine.
So, yeah, probably the best one there. And then... yeah, Charles Soule's going to end it. Like, he said he wants to end it with Daredevil in some hot water. And being dead would certainly be hot water.
Mm-hmm.
But he never explicitly said Daredevil will die. He just said, and that's what I'm going to explore in Death of Daredevil.
Can you truly call being dead hot water?
I think they're just going to...
Yeah.
Cause...
I mean, if he goes to hell again.
Okay, fair enough.
I imagine it, because like, right now they're probably going to resolve the arc with Kingpin in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is that he's going to get outed again, because that appears to be tradition with Daredevil. Because right now, Kingpin is mayor, and Daredevil has figured out that the Kingpin rigged the election to the surprise of literally no one.
what?
Right? Kingpin rigged the election? So,
oh, no, never.
Yeah, so Daredevil now is trying to figure out how to prove that.
He wants, it's called Death of Daredevil, and he likes it when he's in hot water. Daredevil's getting boiled alive.
Ew.
Call him a
sizzle,
shot.
Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle.
Ugh. Real quick, this is like a breaking story. There is a since-deleted tweet from the founder of Boom Studios, where he says he's in final talks to helm and act a show for Activision Blizzard for Netflix about Daredevil, Diablo.
Really?
Because last we heard, that was just a rumor.
I was really hoping for Overwatch at the end of that sentence.
No.
I would also like that, but
Overwatch
Diablo
has enough
cool
news.
Too.
Let something else have news.
Mm-hmm. Netflix responded with no comment to IGN.
Mm.
Somebody got fired that day.
Somebody from Boom Studios, even.
Oops.
Oh, this would have been like the showrunner.
Oh, yeah.
And the founder of Boom Studios.
No, he didn't get fired from nothing.
Oh.
Some people slap on the wrist.
Andrew Cosby.
Whoever is in charge of his social media got fired.
That could be.
All sizzle, right. Sizzle, sizzle.
The last bit of comic book news I want to talk about. Just a caution for those that are looking into Batman Damned, which we've talked about on this show numerous times.
It's the black label team up of Batman and Constantine.
Yes. It is an M-rated book with mature content, mature language, violence.
So like they say the F word a couple times, right?
And a little bit of nudity.
What?
At least the first run, and this is also important for you collectors out there, because word on the street is it's going to be censored in future printings. So I guess full disclosure, as politely as I can put it, Batman's penis is drawn in detail in the book.
Hanging brain?
He is hanging brain.
I love that you say as mature as I can say it, and then Asa.
I mean, bats sleep upside down.
All right, so that's in the book, and at least in the first run, and then the second printings and forward, it will be censored out. So...
Yeah, because we knew they were doing the like you said before the show, the White Knight.
Yeah,
where it was the naked Harley that they covered it with text bubbles before the book was released.
Yes.
So we couldn't come to an agreement, and we probably should have looked it up before the show, but we didn't. Here we are. So either it will or it will not feature the bat peen.
I am 99.98% certain that the first run will have bat penis.
See,
in it.
And that's what I mean. Like that's what I thought happened. Is they released it the first wave of issues, and then it has the uncensored artwork. But then every variation of the book that is released after this first initial run will be censored in some way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's accurate. So yeah, for collectors out there, make sure you get one. Even if you weren't interested in the series, that book could be worth money and could be hard to find if at some point you decide you want to get it. Now, that being said, it probably will come back in the... there will be an uncensored trade similar to what they did with White Knight, where White Knight is going to be uncensored. You'll get that naked Harley shot with the speech bubbles in a different spot. So it very well could happen in the trade whenever they release that Batman's penis will be back in all its glory. All
right, so for like it's not... So, yeah, I had to turn safe search off on my phone.
Please tell me you just Googled Batman's penis.
I was going to say
because the amount of stuff you have to scroll through.
Oh, DeviantArt is not.
I put Batman Damned Uncensored.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody want to see it? Very specific.
No.
I've seen it.
I don't want it spoiled.
We're going to get a whole bunch of fangirl yaoi.
There's a lot of that. A lot of that on the internet.
No, I'm picking the book up on Friday.
All right, cool.
I don't need it spoiled.
I'm also picking it up on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You just couldn't wait.
Yeah. I didn't actually know what I was looking at until I clicked it, and then I was like,
"Something about Batman."
No, I knew what I was looking at when I clicked it, but I didn't know what it was gonna be because I was on Reddit and I was just opening images,
and then I hit that one.
Especially when you're on like r/comic books, because there's not a separate spoiler tag. If it's a spoiler, it's marked not safe for work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're just going through a traditionally safe for work subreddit and something is marked not safe for work, it just means it's a spoiler. And if he doesn't particularly care about, you know, the actual story or the spoiler of it, he'll just click on it and all of a sudden, oh hi.
Or if I'm browsing Reddit in general and I don't really care if I click on something, because my Reddit in general, like if it's not safe for work, like as in it's got, you know, usually nudity. Not safe for work means there's like some lewd material. I don't subscribe to any subreddits that have outright nudity. So if I see not safe for work, I know it's something lewd-ish. So I just click through my images and stuff like that. And then I hit that one. I'm like, that's a penis. And then I looked at the post title.
And
I'm
it's
like,
not
oh.
one that Shannon sent to you.
That's true. That
you should true. Have sent it to. You should have sent it to Shannon. Is this hot?
So yeah, just full disclosure for those out there. If you're thinking about picking up Batman Damned and that's an issue to you, wait for the second printing. Otherwise, if you want to collect it or you want to see it, Go ahead and grab that first issue.
Or you can just type in Batman Damned Uncensored and just go to images.
Just hit up Villainous Grounds. Call them. If they've got extra copies, they can set one back for you.
One of my friends wanted a copy of it, so I have two in my box right now.
There you go. All right, guys. That's going to do it for comic books. Video games now.
I get to say the coolest sentence I've ever, like, that's ever been said. Okay. Eventually.
We'll get there in a second. First, this portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their podcasts, plus their social media links at ps2jshow.com. I highly recommend checking out the History of Gaming episodes the last Wednesday of every month. They upload a new one. All right, so I just want to quick, real quick shout out to Spider-Man is the fastest selling Sony exclusive. Took that title from God of War, having only earned it for... or only had it for very limited time.
Half the year.
Yeah. Right now it's at 3.3 million copies sold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, because then, like, when I looked at my platinum this morning, it was like 7% of people have earned this. It's like 7% of 3.3 million.
Wow.
Yeah. If they've connected that's online. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's an insane
Yeah, that's
number.
Only the ones who have synced it.
Yeah. Also, this has earned a much more important accolade. Jesse Kimball's very first platinum trophy.
I thought it was going to be Spider-Man penis.
Of any PlayStation game. And I have had a PlayStation 3 since the Slim model released. So I've had PlayStation games for a long time. This is the first platinum I've ever gotten.
You just don't work hard enough.
I don't. I don't usually care. But I loved Spider-Man so much that I 100% completed the game. I don't do that in single-player games, especially sandbox single-player games.
And this one is, but and like, and this one is just so easy to do.
Yeah, it's
like
not a difficult platinum.
Not at all.
And it was fun to do. Like, I did not feel grinded at all playing through all this.
I didn't feel grinded, but I did absolutely hate. By the end of some of those challenges.
No, that's fair. I did not redo. The only challenge I redid was the very first one because I desperately wanted like, I thought I needed to get better. And I redid that one like 5 or 6 times and then gave up on it. And I didn't redo a challenge after that. I just finished it and called it done. So, moving on from that, I just really wanted to, really quick, wanted to touch on the Call of Duty Blackout. Ace and I got in the beta for that as well. We played it a little bit last weekend after the show. My review, I have to preface this with, I do not like Battle Royale games. I don't like Fortnite. I don't like PUBG. These games are not for Jesse. That said, I liked it more than PUBG or Fortnite because it gave me, you know, the battle, like that Battle Royale mode, but with Call of Duty physics and Call of Duty shooting and Call of Duty graphics, which looks significantly better than PUBG or Fortnite. Of course, it has the benefit of costing $60, but still.
I mean, so does PUBG.
PUBG's only 30. Oh, no, they did up it to 60, didn't they?
I have no idea.
Because for a while it was 30.
I'm on it.
I didn't even know it was 30. Yeah. I just assumed it was 60 flat out.
Yeah, Fortnite's free. PUBG, I think, is 30, unless it went up in price, which I would not doubt for a second. But either way, it was fun. I'm sure, like, for people that like those Battle Royale modes, like, you will probably have a blast with this.
Yeah.
But was not for me.
It's yeah, and I mean, and same thing. Like, I don't traditionally enjoy the Battle Royale-style game. I don't understand how people are good at them. It's just, it seems so random, and you can, I don't know. I just, it's not a game mode for me.
No.
I, depending on who I'm playing with, if, like, Shannon, for whatever reason, decides he really likes it, because I know you won't. But like, or like Dalton or something. If you know, if I find a group of people who get really into it, it was definitely more fun playing with you and those couple games I played with Shannon than trying to do it solo, because I did that a couple times too.
Yeah,
I look like it's 30 still.
But like, I would I would probably like spend some time with it, but not of my own volition. That's why I'm really glad that like, you know, team deathmatch. And
yeah, and I'm really glad that they
normal
just
multiplayer.
Basically, they took one mode out of the game that I wasn't going to play and replaced it with another mode I'm not going to play.
What was the mode they took out?
Story.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have a campaign, which I'm A-okay with. But either way, it's got a lot of unique features to it. It's different enough from PUBG and
I've seen a lot of people
Fortnite,
I've seen a lot of people say that it's basically PUBG if PUBG was made well.
Yeah, I could see that. Because it's got the vehicles and stuff like that the PUBG does.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have the building mechanic that you have in Fortnite.
Which I do not miss at all.
Right. You've got, like, it adds in the one big unique thing to it is the zombie area that it throws in. Plus, the map is made up a lot of legacy Black Ops maps, which is kind of cool. So you can actually land in firing range.
Shannon was so excited.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
Like, they have something called firing range. Let's go there. And then he's walking. He's like, wait, this is firing range.
Yep.
And he was just so happy.
Which is his favorite map from Black Ops.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, it was really cool.
Isn't there like a Nuketown Island?
Yep, there's Nuketown Island, which isn't quite Nuketown. There's one spot on it that's Nuketown.
But they expanded it because that map's traditionally really small.
And it's also like post-blown up Nuketown, so everything's in like ruins.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's neat, but again, not for me. Let's see, we got Red Dead Online is launching in November as a public beta.
So basically Rockstar is saying, yeah, so Grand Theft Auto 5 Online was garbage, it was broken, and it was terrible, so Red Dead is going to be the same, we're just going to say it now.
Yeah.
So you play the beta to help us fix everything. Hopefully it doesn't include 5-minute load times. I'm really hoping that it isn't as predatory in the microtransaction sense, but I am not holding my breath even a little bit.
Yeah, no. It's one of those things, like, the online is the only part of Red Dead that I really care about.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's any good, once it gets good, is probably when I'll pick up the game. But, yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head there. Like, it's exactly what they did with the GTA Online, except this time they're being upfront with, it's going to be hot garbage for a little while.
Yep.
As opposed to last time. It's done, guys. Play it.
Although they did say that the entire game will be playable in first person.
Yeah,
from launch, I did see that. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, they put that. They actually have the first person mode in from the beginning, which is nice. Telltale Games has declared bankruptcy. They have a skeleton crew sticking around for the Netflix Minecraft story mode, but other than that, everybody showed up to work and was told to hit the door.
Yep. No severance, no
PTO,
benefits.
No payout.
Yeah, it is a very terrible situation that those people have found themselves in.
Yeah, no, Telltale Games has earned themselves a title that we'll give them on
Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this was
those
straight
of you
up
that
rude.
Listen, know
also,
what it is.
Also, apparently a lot of people are taking to Twitter and like complaining to the employees about how now they're not going to get the final season of The Walking Dead or Wolf Among Us Season 2, and if you're one of those people, you're trash. Like, it's not like that's a choice they made.
Yeah, no, yeah. You complain to the Telltale execs. They're the ones
that shuttered
are,
the studio.
Yeah. No, that's real dumb, because, mm-hmm. There's so many games, there's so many stories that they've built up over the years that aren't getting finished. Yep. The Batman's not getting finished.
That makes me so sad.
Guardians of the Galaxy's not getting finished.
I haven't finished the first one.
Walking Dead's not getting finished, and that's been, like, that's what put them on the map.
And that's their big one, too, because that's getting it, that's its final season is what was supposed to release.
Yep. And, yeah, no, that's just not happening. There's a possibility that somebody will pick it up.
Come on, THQ Nordic.
Yeah, or like Blizzard was apparently talking to some of the, at the very least, talking to some of the employees about picking them up.
See, and like that is one thing that was really cool to see is like Guerrilla Games and Ubisoft and I feel like there was another one that
Blizzard did.
But Ubisoft straight up said, hey, if you are in the San Francisco area, come to this place at this time on Sunday and bring your resume and talk to us. And they were basically just doing a job fair of just like open interviews, which was super cool. And Guerrilla Games did something similar. I think it was, or maybe it was Santa Monica. I feel like it was one of those Sony developers.
I have no idea.
Which it's cool if those people are getting picked up for work.
Yeah. Like, cause so many people are now just like
completely
we said,
jobless,
totally jobless with no severance, no safety net aside from whatever savings they may have.
Right. And I mean, California is an expensive place to live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even with a job as a game dev, a lot of people still live paycheck to paycheck.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's a real bummer. Let's see. PlayStation Classic Mini was announced. It's hitting December 3rd, coming with 20 games preloaded. It's going to be $100. It'll come with two controllers. They will not be DualShock. HDMI cable and a USB cable for power. But it does not come with a power brick. So you either have to use a USB adapter you have at home or buy one separately. We haven't gotten the full list of games, but so far we know it's going to have Final Fantasy VII, Jumping Flash, Ridge Racer Type 4, Tekken 3, and Wild Arms. So if those games appeal to you and you think having a classic PS1 next to your NES and SNES Mini is worth $100.
It'll get added in with ours because Shannon buys all of them.
Yeah.
He sure does.
Which I have no room to talk because I was playing Pokemon Pinball on the big TV last night and it was awesome.
But that wasn't one of the games that originally came on it.
Well, he has his ways.
Did they... did we mention that they announced that they're not going to support the... Like, there's not going to be any games added to it. Like, right. It's not going to have any internet.
Yeah, we'll not have PlayStation Network support, so there will not be any post-launch games. It's going to come with those 20, and that'll be it.
Mm-hmm. Which, this is... For a collector item, it's fine. Like, for people like Shannon who like to collect those.
Mm-hmm. I still feel the price tag is a little
price
high.
Price tag is way too high. I don't understand why there's two controllers, because it's not...
I mean, there's going to have a couple of fighting... Well, Tekken 3 is going to be on it.
Right.
So.
But I would rather it be cheaper.
I have to buy a
second
controller.
And only have one controller.
Yeah.
Because like, what was the SNES Classic was 80, right?
Yep. Yeah. And it came with two controllers.
SNES was 80, came with two controllers, and had 21 games. NES Classic had one controller, came with 30 games?
I don't remember.
25 to 30.
I think it had 30. I thought the NES Mini, or the SNES Mini had 31.
The SNES only had 21.
20, okay, yeah. Fair enough. But yeah, that one was $60.
Yeah, NES was 60. SNES was 80. This one's going to be 100 with two controllers that aren't even the best controllers that you have. The Reddit comparison that I kept seeing is the one that I cannot say is wrong. It is a more expensive, worse PSTV.
Yeah, because a lot of that is open up from the PlayStation Network. Mm-hmm. You can download a lot of those games for, on average, $7 a piece.
Yeah, and a lot of people saying, like, why don't you just give us backwards compatibility in our PS4s?
Or a lot of people or, like, still have their PS1 collection.
That too. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the same could be argued there with, like, you know, the NES and SNES. But yeah, no, it's I don't,
it's,
I know,
for
it's just Sony.
The laziness factor that people don't want to get up and put in a disc.
It's the collecting factor of it. Of just, they know that, like, they're making money, or Nintendo made money hand over fist with those two classic systems. So they're like, wait a minute, we can do this too.
Sony wants to jump in on that trend.
Yeah. Which, I mean, there is the absolute collector's market that will never plug it into their TV. It'll just be there on the shelf next to the other systems that they have. But the NES and the SNES had the advantage of having those really, really great games that aged wonderfully.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't think there's hardly any of those PlayStation 1 games that will have aged anywhere near that well.
And see, that's what I was talking about, like, in the group chat. I mentioned that assuming there's one particular feature for the PlayStation that's going to be similar with the NES and Super Nintendo, the game library would not necessarily be an issue to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm talking about. If you don't worry about it. But I cannot think of 20 PS1 games that have aged well enough for me to want to replay.
Right. Well, and plus, you're not going to be able to put every single one of those other games that you could think of on your PS1, because those ROMs are going to be way more, there's way more memory.
Right, and we have no idea, like, how much internal storage this thing is going to have.
Because depending on, you know, if it doesn't have a lot of that internal storage, you might just kind of be SOL.
Very possible. So, yeah, I don't know. We don't have, like, those kind of details yet. But either way, like, I see this as being a miss for Sony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some people are excited about it, and, you know, good for you. I'm happy for you. But,
did,
like,
I see
this
that the pre-orders
me.
Were, did I see that the pre-orders were already sold out?
I don't know if they're sold out, but they're up. Yeah, we'll go ahead and move on from that. A little bit more Sony news. They took a page out of Microsoft's book and have started allowing users to download PS4 and PS2 games available on PlayStation Now. Unfortunately, PlayStation Now does not, I believe it still doesn't support PS3 games, right?
No.
I'm not wrong in that?
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, right. It's pretty much been exclusively a PS1 game service.
Right, well, it's also, they've
and
done
then
PS2
the
PS4, and PS4.
And, yeah.
For PlayStation Now.
Which you could stream, but you're only just now able to download them.
Right, exactly. Basically, it's been a worse version of the Microsoft Game Pass, and now it's a slightly worse clone of the Microsoft Game Pass. Because
but they'll take it.
You can't get, on the Microsoft Game Pass, you can get original Xbox and Xbox 360 games, versus the PlayStation Now offers you the ability to download PS4 and PS2 games. So it's cool that they're at least giving that concession, because for the most part they have been just letting Microsoft make all these consumer friendly decisions, and Sony's just like, well, we don't need to do any of that
because we're winning
and we don't have to. So
also, right now you can still pre-order it on at least Best Buy and GameStop, so
yeah, which doesn't surprise me. I do not see this being near as hot as the SNES or NES Mini.
Yeah.
But anyway, and the last little bit of news we want to talk about so that Asa can say his sentence, we got a new Devil May Cry 5 trailer.
Did you see the new Pokemon?
No.
No, it's on Pokemon Go, apparently.
Oh, the bolt? Or the little nut?
Yeah. It's on Ditto. The body is Ditto, and then there's a nut, and then it's just an
eyeball
eye
thing inside the bolt.
Okay.
It was like in the Pokemon Go.
And importantly, like a metal nut, not like a...
Yeah, not like a tree nut or peanut.
Yeah,
or
like
anything.
Something you would screw onto a bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll get it pulled up for. But yeah.
Okay.
It was actually unveiled with Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. Like you were able to catch it, I think, this weekend on Pokemon Go.
I
didn't think you were able. I thought it was data mined. From Pokemon Go.
I'm pretty sure I saw a...
it shouldn't be in a black... It shouldn't be on a black background, but
Sadie
it's
Sadie caught it a couple times.
I was about to say, it's... Because I saw some Instagram...
What the heck?
...stories with people seeing them and catching them.
Yeah.
I didn't...
I know Shannon and Allie did, but they were all Dittos when they came up.
Yeah, that was the same thing. They were all Dittos when they came up, too.
Yeah.
Huh, that's super weird.
Yep.
That's
so,
creepy.
But yeah,
that's
I did. Thing. That looked dumb. But yeah, okay, sorry.
So Devil May Cry 5 got a new trailer.
Sure did. Tokyo Game Show.
And it's super edgelordy.
Okay, I'll take it over from here.
Thank
don't,
you.
Don't worry, I got you.
I thought you were going to.
It is the cringiest, cheesiest, most hot topic-y edgelord nonsense I have ever seen, and I am here for it. It looks so stupid, but I love it. It's one, the game itself is gorgeous, especially once you get to the second half of the trailer and they're out of like whatever demon dimension. They're just out in like the real world and forest and stuff. It looks gorgeous. But I love that style of gameplay, the just like air combos and...
Yeah, the super over-the-top beat-em-up stuff is super fun.
But most importantly, at a certain point, you see, I don't know if it's Dante or not, but you see one of the protagonists riding a motorcycle, because of course they are.
Well, yeah.
Because
how else will they get around?
Right. How else do you let people know that you're a total badass than be on a motorcycle?
That's what Taker had to do.
And then, at a certain point, he hits someone with the motorcycle, but when he does it, it splits in half, and the motorcycle is swords.
Jesus Christ, that is awesome.
It's my favorite thing. It's like, but it's also like chainsaw-y because the wheels are still like spinning, and it's like cutting into people. Did you not watch the trailer?
No.
Oh, we need to pull that up.
That sounds like some really messed up physics.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
But listen, you are not. If you're coming into
Devil May Cry
looking for realistic anything,
I know.
You're going to be sorely disappointed.
Is it Devil May Cry 5?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yes, Devil May Cry 5.
My
TGS.
Phone's on silent. We're good.
After the show.
But it's so.
But he wants to see it now because he's impatient.
That's true. The other guy has the arm. That's,
yeah, Nero.
Nero has the other arm. We got a look at the super, like. You know how emo the protagonist of Final Fantasy 15 looks?
Yeah.
Imagine he got, like, his grandma gave him a $200 Hot Topic gift card for his birthday.
So there's just a whole bunch of pleather and chains and studs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And rings. And rings.
Yeah.
So he looks like he's probably going to be maybe the antagonist. He got a weird little post-credit scene deal. But yeah, you're dual-wielding half a motorcycle.
Yeah, no, the game looks incredibly fun and super pretty. Super edgelordy. Because in the background of this entire video, it's worth noting that there is some generic scream metal going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, yeah. Again, just adding to the atmosphere of like...
This is very much 2004, like, peak.
Yeah, because Dante still has a bowl cut. Or not? Yeah, no, it's a bowl cut.
It's kind of a bowl cut.
Yeah, Dante's still rocking a bowl cut, like a little bit longer now.
He turned into a demon!
Yeah, you got the you saw a little bit of the Devil Trigger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I've never played these games before.
Really?
Yeah.
They're really fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
One and not two. Don't play two.
Okay.
Yeah. Three is fun.
Two is an abomination.
Pretty good. But anyway, that's going to do it for us, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Asa, Dalton, and Lindsay for joining me. And we'll see you guys next time.